Alam Chesam Rav, the Mishnah, we're talking about these families that were complimented for donating their money to the Beis Hamikdash for their causes. Says the Gemara, Mishnah, Ve'elu l'gnai, the following should be disparaged. Shall Beis Gormoy, the family of Gormoy, Le'rotzu l'lamed amaisi lechem aponim. They knew the trick of how to make the lechem abronim, and they refused to share that knowledge with everyone else. Shall Beis Avtin, the family of Avtin, is Le'rotzu l'lamed amaisi aktaidu. They refused to teach regarding how to make dictators and see what exactly happened. And Hugrim ben Levi, who Yaideya, he knew Pedig Bishop, he knew how to sing in a certain way. Leirotzel Lamed, didn't want to teach anyone. And Ben Kamtzer, Leirotzel Lamed al Maisa Haksav. He refused to teach people how to write. What do you mean how to write? So we're talking about that he knew how to write. He knew how to write with putting a pen between his five fingers, four pens, and write the Abish's name, Yud, K, Vav, K, all at the same time. Yud with one pen, a K in the other one, Vav the third, and K another one, all at the same time. What's the big deal about Rosunzi? Nema, al Rishaynim, on the first ones, it says, Zeichet Tzadik Vracha. On the first one, now the first one is the Machlek is in the previous Gemara, where the first one is the previous Mishnah, or the first one is even this Mishnah, the first three. They should be remembered in good. The names of the Rishayim should be Rat, Rashi, Ben Levi, Kleiman, Levin, Levin, Porak, Hachnias, Achraz, Kol Nigim. He knew how to produce a beautiful, sweet sound. Al Maisek Sav, Koisha Dalit Kul Moisin Bedal Edzbo. He said, we put four quills in between his fingers. We have to write the Abish's name all in one go. Second Maratonimah, we learned, and we had this in Shalmi and Shkolim. Beis Garmoy Hayivaki, and they were experts, but Maisek Lachapanim. For the Rotsu Lelame, they were refused to teach anyone. Sholchu Chachamim, Vevi, they brought tradesmen, Alexandria, Shal Mitzrayim, Alexandria, Mitzrayim. The Rosh Hashem already asked, how can Jews live in Mitzrayim? How can the Rambam live in Mitzrayim? So the Kapach writes, as I say, the Kapta Perach writes that he heard from a grandson of the Rambam to sign his letters, Ani, Moshe, Ben-Maimon, Ha'oimer, I'll give a lav in B'chol Yom. He's over three Avedas every day for going back to Mitzrayim. He said, like, Sifon Leroy says three times, and he went back. However, the other Moshe Hashem learned that the Rambam didn't do an Aveda, and why are you allowed to go to Mitzrayim? How did he live in Mitzrayim? The Gemara Sukkah says the Jews in Egypt were punished because they lived in Mitzrayim. But they want to say many different answers. Some answer is, it's only Osir HaDerech Chazeh. Sifon Leilech B'Derech Chazeh. Shouldn't go back this route. So only if you're going back to Mitzrayim, you're not allowed to go. If you came from any other country to Mitzrayim, you're allowed to. And within that, only if you go through the... Why say the Membeis Masoi is the 42 stations? Who cares? That's the way it's also. If you follow these 42 stations, if you go any other way, you're allowed to. Others say if you go via the desert, you're not allowed to. Others if you go via the sea, the Yamsuf, you're not allowed to. But any other way, you're allowed to. That's one group answer. Another group answer is the people of Mitzrayim are no longer the same people as today. So therefore, the Easter no longer applies. Another answer is the cities, and this is so hard to understand, but the cities of Mitzrayim that were then no longer exist today. It's not the same cities anymore, and therefore there's no Issa. Where does the Tadig precisely say that? The cities? But that's what they want to answer as well. And the Rambam himself says if you go there for business, then it's all right. And once you're there, you can stay. So you're invited. Anyway. But Yoidin, they knew lava, with Daflam Ches, with all of seven lines in the wide lines. But Yoidin, lava's come, they knew how to bake. But they didn't know Lirdus Kemoisa, and they knew how to bake. In those days, when they baked, they put the bread in, but then they have to remove the bread. Remember, the bread was big show bread, big pieces of bread, and they had to take them out. They shouldn't fall apart. So the Egyptians, because they didn't know how to take it out properly, they used to bake it on the outside of the oven. Lamed Ches. Ches Amad Aleph. We're about eight lines into the wide lines, the end of the line. The last line is Masikin. And then these guys used to prepare the fire inside and bake it inside. The Yidden knew how to remove the bread from the inside so that it didn't fall apart. Halalu pitan mis apeshes. So the Egyptian ones, the bread got stale by the time Shabbos came along. Halalu ain't pitan mis apeshes. And the other ones, the bread did not become stale. In other words, those who baked it inside the oven baked through and through. So therefore, it didn't spoil. And the one did on the outside didn't break through and through. We learned that there's a miracle. We'll learn later on as well. There's a miracle that happened. Lechem Aponim before also. There's a miracle that Lechem Aponim was fresh every week. And that's why we took it out to show the Eden the wonderfulness. So what's the shot over here? But talking about either the time after the miracle or even with the miracle, says something to the Shainim, you still have to do whatever you can do. And then the Abishah makes a miracle in the rest. But if you didn't do what you can do, you didn't bake it properly, what do you want the Abishah to make miracles for everything? Didn't work. They heard about this. They said, anything created for his own benefit, including people. I brought for my own benefit. So therefore, these people know the secret. Obviously, they're here to serve the Eibishter. The Chazru Beis Garmu LeMekayman. They rehired Beis Garmu. They said, guys, you got the job back. Shalchu Lehem Chacham. They sent him a message. We need you urgently. Come to Beis Midrash to make Lechapanim. Vleibar refused to come. You fired us when you did. That's too bad. They doubled their wages. Uvo they came. Chol yom every day. How you know? Each day, most of money take 12 months. Hayom today, esim vabo 24. Abu Yehuda know. Chol yom they were so expensive. Every day was 24. Vayom abayim v'shmeina. Omru lehem chacham. Chacham said to Mari isem shloy lelamed. He said, why did you refuse to teach? Share your knowledge. Amalei said, Yoidin hoy shabatab. Our family knew shabai ze osel chol beshmi wanted to be destroyed. Shamiyim with adnu sheinu hugin. Maybe a person who's not a good person will learn from them. V'yelich v'yavad v'yichav mekach. I'll use it to serve avid azorah. V'aldov zeh maskir l'shvach. And they're remembered in a good way. Ma'elam loy nimtzas pas nekiyah b'yabinim. They never ate. Because they worked with making bread, they never ate proper bread, fine flour in their house. Why? They don't want anyone to accuse them that they took some food home, some flour home, to make their own food. To fulfill the pasuk, not only should you be honest and eyes of Hashem, but even other people should realize that you're honest. You have to be above suspicion. It says in one of the spot, why they remember in good was, and all these people, except Ben Kamsa, is because why all the Gnai, because he said it'll be Churbis, it had a good reason. Churbis and Migdish, they don't also want to fall in the hands of the Goyim, Avay Dezar. So he said this, there are certain people who believe all the time we want Mashiach now. And there are certain people who Kachzik the whole time in the Churbin. These people, the Beis Migdish were standing, and what were they Kachzik? In the Churbin. We have no Beis Migdish, and what are we Kachzik? Yibana Beis Migdish, Heavy Menu, Mashiach, everything else. And these guys, even when things are going well, they were so negative and so pessimistic. All they were worried about all the time was, oh, it'll be a Churbin soon, it'll be a Churbin soon. Those kind of people don't belong by us. That's why they were despised. Shall Beis Avtinus, the Beis Avtinus. What's the Maisa? What do they know? What special skill do they have? Tell them how we learn. Beis Avtinus, they became Maisa Ketaydis. They were experts in the story of the Ketaydis. They refused to teach it. We'll soon see what it was. Shalchachachamichami sent for them behavior. Umnim Alexander Mitzrayim. They sent tradesmen to Alexander Mitzrayim. There were more Yid in Alexander Mitzrayim than were in the base in that Israel over the years. They knew also how to crush all this, all these spices, just like the Eden of Mitzrayim. But they didn't know the certain spice called Mala Oshan that makes the smoke that rises is like a straight column. They didn't know which spice that was. These ones went up like a straight stick. And these are people like Zandia went waffle everywhere. Wafted everywhere. They heard about it. Amru. They said, look, we gotta go back to him. Call Master Barakosh Baruch Lechvoid. The butter for his own honor. She never said, call Paul Hashem. Leman Neyu. He did it for his own honor. The Chazur Beis Avtinim. Kind of they reinstated them. Shalchum Chachamim. Chacham sent for them. For Lebor. Refused to come. Kafalas Chana. Double their wages. Ubo they came. Chol Yem. My Nekash Mosma. Dick 12 Mana. Hayem Esiv Abo 24. Abudayim. Chol Yem Esiv Abo. Vayim Abo 48. Amru Chachamim. Madi Isim Shalom Lamed. Why did we refuse to teach the Ketaydis? Amru Yehidin Hayish Shabbos Abba. We knew Shabbai is a Asir L'Chadav. One day the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. Amru they said Shema Yilmid Adam She'ena Mehugin. Maybe a bad person, not a good person, learn from them. B'Yelech V'Yavod Avay Yucham Mekachi. Go serve the Zara. Val Dov Zem Maskil Shvach. Even though we weren't happy with that, but we were something else about them that we praised. Me'olam. This is interesting. La Yotzas Kalem Mevusemes Mebatein. They never had any of their daughters wear makeup and perfume. Perfume, because people accuse them that you siphoned off some of the spices from the base of English and use it for your family. They married out to a girl from another family. Masnima, the first condition for the shidduch was before you see each other, you should know. Shaloit is basim, you're never going to wear perfume again. We don't want people to accuse you that we gave our daughter-in-law. We don't want people to accuse us that the maisak teidus you're getting. The Kaimash never says, Vayisim nikiyim Hashem Yisrael. Even Hashem and Israel. Not only should be always above suspicion. Tanya, we learn the Gemara concludes here. Amar Rabbi Shmuel, Pamacha once a Yisi Mahalav was traveling the road. The Motzasi found Echom ibn one of the grandchildren of Marjol. I said, Abisecha Bikshu Laharbas Kvaidon. Your ancestors wanted to keep it for themselves. They wanted to increase their respect. And what happened then? Virotzu Lamai Kovam Mokim. They wanted to reduce Kovam Mokim because they limited the knowledge of making of Taitas only to themselves. Achshav Kovam Mokim Mimikim. They just covered in his place. Umiyat Kvaidon. But your father have no covet, no base of midrash, no service anymore. Amar Abba, he denigrated them for what they did. Amar Abba Kiva, however, Pamachal once, Sochli, Rabbi Shmuel ben Luga told me, Pamachas once, Yosasi, Ani, Ve'echad, Mibnei, Bnei, Emlish, Sada. I once went with one of the grandchildren, Lakit, Asavim, to collect some grass. Vareisi, I saw, Mesachek, Ubacha. I saw him crying and laughing. Laughing and crying. Bnei, Ma, Boch, he said, why did you cry? Why I cried? He said, Kovad, Avoisa, Niskati. I remember what my family used to do. They used to work with these herbs and spices. And therefore I cried. Nu, Bnei Masachachtas, why did you start laughing? Omalisha, Osida, Kosh, Baruch, Ulahach, Zilon, and one day we'll have a new base of Migdash. So the grandchild was better than his grandparents. He was thinking about Mashiach and everything else. Umpunei Man, Niskata, what reminded you in this field all about this? Omali said, Mala Oshan, that spice called Mala Oshan is right here in this field. Kenegdi, I saw it right in front of me, so remind me. So Rabbi Shmuel said to Nuhereli, show me which is the Mala Oshan. Omali Shvuvi, then we have an oath. She'ein Madan Chalodah, we're not going to show it to anybody. So this story comes out again that they kept it to themselves. But on the other hand, here there was no point in themselves. They didn't lose any panosa from it because nobody needs it, and yet they kept it themselves. So obviously, it was much more than just a question of monopoly here in panosa. It was more that they were very concerned that it'll get into the wrong hands and they'll use it for avodah zarah. Amar Rabbi Yechiel ben Nuri, Pamachas once, Matzasi Zokin, I found an old man, Megillah Saman Miyode, he had a scroll with a list of all of the herbs. Amar, I said to him, Ainata, where are you coming from? Amalim, a base of Tinus. I'm a descendant from the family of Antinus. Umar Biyode, what's in your hand? Biyotch in your hand, Amalim, Megillah Samanim. I have a Megillah scroll of spices. Hareuli, show it to me. He asked him, show it to me. Rabbi Yechiel ben Nuri asked him, Amali, Kol's Mancha base, Abba, you know, my family was alive. And we were functioning, we didn't refuse to share with anybody else. Here it is. But be very careful. Don't give it out to the wrong people. When I went, I told Rabbi Akiva, what happened? Now they're talking sharing it. We can no longer denigrate them. Let's just do Rashi. Rashi. Gemara Lida Ben Atan from the oven. Shehalolu Shabom Alexandria from the Egypt official law yaidim. They don't know Lidma to remove from the oven. Shalay Yahe Nishba shouldn't fragment the issue. Also, can mean Teva, Prutulik, like a box, can mean Sfida, ship, or Yere, or Skate, or Dov, can mean inside the town of Oifenuch from the outside. Kafulahem, Schora, Metruma Salishcha, where did the money come from? Tuzalishcha, Chodov is there. Although the Maskim was the Shwach, Shem, Oilam, they're always above suspicion. Lefatim lichter is meant to crush the spices. Well, army have mixed them well. Crush nema memula has to be very well crushed. Lahalas oshan shloim makidim beetsa. They didn't know this herb shahu malas oshan zaykev. This is what causes generates the smoke to go up. Umetame can mark like a stick. Miyed kavod reduce their covered. Why? Bechur ben beisa. All beisa midos. Your parents are no longer doing anything. Mal oshan esev. It's a herb shahu mal oshan the eating thing I just saw. It's amazing that same Rashi says twice. Lahalos Oshan Rashi said, well, that's a spur of spice that causes the smoke to go up in a stick. And then Mal Oshan. Exact same thing. It's too dry, I don't know. Migilas Amoni, Shiksuvim, Ba Shemus Amoni Akhtaidis, the name of all the Akhtaidis. Mikano Benat. Okay, let's think about Vaita. Very interesting Gemara here, the next two lines. You should remember the Gemara. You should have a Muni here. Mikano Benat. Benat says, look at the story here. These guys lost their Panasa. Their Rabbanan thought they'd get it cheaper somewhere else. Turned out to be there was a disaster. They had to go in the back, and they got double. Not only did they lose the panasa, it actually worked out for them. Mikanom, from here we learned out. Benazai, b'shimcha yikarucha, in your name they should call you. Uvekaymach yeshivucha, it'll come back to your place. Umishalcha yitnlacha, what belongs to you will come back to you. Ein adam noigeya b'muchel chaveder. Nobody can steal your panasa. The Eibush has decided you'll have this panasa. Nobody can take it away from you. They can try from Haim Bismorgan. It's never going to happen. Look what happened over here. People, the Chachamim, took it away from Beis Avtinis and Beis Gomer, and they got it right back. With a bonus. And by the same token, Ve'ein Malchus Nagad B'chavetov. If somebody's kingdom expired, it doesn't extend it for 1 second, the next one takes over. I say my idea from Onimah. In other words, each person's Hashgacha, this idea is Hashgacha, every person has their own Hashgacha. If this guy says to be king, there's not even a Molinim, not even a second that they overlap. The Moshe Rabbeinu asked the Eibusher, let me remain on. He said, no, Yeshua's time is up. Can't stay on. So the same thing over here. So nobody can touch your panosas. A gocha touch of every person. Rashi. The page in the bottom. Nobody should ever worry. This guy can steal my panasa. That they'll call you the Eibishter, Lovay, Veloshav, and Mekayim. They'll come and return, and they themselves will call you to give it back to you. They'll give back yours. They're not doing any favors. Every person has designated how much he's going to earn. It's yours. It's also the same token as God promises. When it comes somebody's kingdom to end, and someone else take over, won't delay. Not even a hair, not even a breath of a hair. If the time expires at night, it'll expire at night. You know what it says? Belaila is katal belshatzi was killed at night, which is man b'yayim, and those who have to die by day, and it fell b'yayim. Shemot says, can I say the word? What's the, I can't read the word. Okay. Anyway, so whatever, so my day, that by day is when it's supposed to end, that's what's going to be by day. So you want to write, Hugus ben Levi, what's the story of Hugus ben Levi? He can sing well. What did he do? Tanya learned, because you're nice and Kaila ben Ima. When he wanted to sing sweetly, Machni's Goyle, he would put his thumb into his mouth. Umeniach etz boy would place his index finger ben Animin somewhere on his lip, between his mustache. Achi echavak, and it sounded like a musical instrument. Achi echavak koinim, and it was loud and very sweet, till his brethren, Nizrokim, would like jump up, bevasarosh lacharei, and they would jump back. It's like such a fright. They would jump back, and it was very sweet. And he refused to teach others how to do that. Rashi, the bein animin bein chalukas nimin asafa pin the mustache neged mechitz lachaytin right up to the nose, bridge of the nose. Rakhvas roish near the toyin they would tremble machros a curve from the loud sound. Talking about invited, I learned ben kamtzer. What's the ben kamtzer? Lerotz alam and ma'isak sav. He refused to teach ma'isak sav. Omru olav. They said he noitel dalak kul ma'isin bein his boys. Took four quills between his fingers. If there was a word made up of four letters, they wrote it in one go. What was the big deal? The big deal was like this. We have a problem, but we can't do anything about it. How do we write Hashem's name? Yud, K, Vav, K. You write Yud, okay, it's the first letter. You write K, it's Hashem's name. Ka is Hashem's name. Then when you write a Vav, you just erase Hashem's name. We've got no choice. The only way you can get to the last K is by writing a Vav. So every time you write Hashem's name, you're being Moichik. You're erasing, but you got no choice. They knew how to write all four letters at the same time, so they never erased Hashem's name. Unbelievable thing. So the Chazal asked them, teach us. And they refused. Why they refused? What? Why? So it's no problem. I just told you, when you have no choice, you have no choice. We don't know how to write four letters.
Saying you can go back and
but
write.
But there's no point. There's no din that says you have to. This is the order you write, so you write in order. Now, there's a famous Taz. For a minute, I'll tell you. There's a famous Taz. The Taz says in Shulchan Hichud Mezuzah that you can print a Sefer Torah and print the Mezuzah and it's kosher. Nobody knows about this Taz because otherwise the whole Sapras business will come to an end. If you can print the Sefer Torah, it's 100% kosher. And he proves that printing is just like writing. And what's his proof? He says that in the times of the Mishkan, they had to write do the Cheshen Mishpat. The Cheshen Mishpat had to be Petuchah Cheshem, had to be etched into the Cheshen Mishpat, right? You couldn't write on it. So it can't be a Dovah Neitzer. It had to be an integral part of it. So they didn't have a choice. So they got the Eibishter made a nest of the Shamir. The worm came and crawled over it and cracked it, but nothing was missing. He said, I don't understand. Should have printed the letters on it. It's a raya that printing has the same thing like writing, and just like writing is considered an addition to the rock, printing is the same thing. That's what the Taz says. Everybody asks the Taz, what's he talking about? There was no printing presses in those days. What kind of question is that? Gutenberg lived in the late 1400s. So what's the Taz talking about? And they remain with the question. They don't understand what the Taz is saying. So Chazam Sefer wants to say that, what's the big deal? Okay, it makes sense. This is the Abish's name. If it falls in the wrong hands, it's a terrible thing. So they were more concerned than all the other guys. But this is the deal with the Abish's name. There was a bread, and there was a ketatus. This is Mamish. What happens like this? It's impossible to write four letters in the same time. They invented the printing press. This family from Kainim. So they were able to put four plates and have the Abish's name at the same time. The Chazal wanted to have it, not because they wanted Maharaj Levish's name. They wanted to have a printing press. You know how many sperm get lost? They have to write it down because they were manuscripts. If we had a printing press back from Moshe Rabbeinu's times, we'd have thousands, hundreds of thousands more sperm than today. And that's why they were cursed out. And they took it to the grave with them, their printing presses. Only Gutenberg would come with them many years later. So that's what's going on here in this Gemara. Anyway, Kulan Matsuchu Devraim, they all had a good answer, but Kamtu Matsu Devray Arishayim had no answer. Now, why didn't they answer the same thing? And this is the Chamhefer Emphas, or they use the Chamhefer Emphas. So, what's Shatan is Gemara here? They all said, oh, Mashiach, the Beis Mikdash will be destroyed, it'll fall in the wrong hands. He could have said the same thing. Right, David's name will fall in the wrong hands. Because that wasn't the problem. The problem was the printing press. What are you going to say? They print Goyish books. Fine. But they had to print all these Yiddishes for him. You know, they didn't have a good answer. Their name should rot. What do you mean it should rot? There should be a rust coming into the names. No one should be called after them. No one should be named after them. Tesis and Baba, and it's like Kesuv's already asked, so how can it be a Tana called Rabbi Shmuel? Yishmol was a Rosh. So either Yishmol did Shuvah, and therefore you're allowed to call Yishmol, or because the Abishter is the one who gave the name Yishmol, and you can't say about a name that the Abishter gave Shem Rishayim Yirkev, but other names you should. Netes goes through over here the name Shep, so he's the answer that the Abishter gave the name. I want to tell you what to say, who gave the name. I don't remember. Then the Malach told Hagar, this is what you should call your son. Yeah, this has the name Shevna. How can people call it? He said the two Shevnas, and goes through different names. Avshalom, it's a Tana called Avshalom. So it's Avishalom. Not the same. So they were invited.
Even if he did Tshuva, which father would give the name Yishmol?
Yishmol was a Tana. You say it in davening every morning. So you say, but now you don't find any Yishmols. Even though I found a few Esavs. I went to Chasna a few years ago, the father's name. His name is Esav. But I've never heard of the Zina Yishmo. Rashi, Lamask Shmaya, Lo Yikra Adel Levnoi Shem Rajan Rosh, never call your kid by the name of a Rosh. Moshe Ravina has a question. Maise b'doyik ben Yosef. There was a guy called Doyik, the son of Yosef. Sheinicha Avi ben Katan Lima. His father passed away, left him an orphan in the hands of his mother. B'chol Yom every day. Every day the mother used to measure the weight of the son and the height of the son. How much he added on. The noisim is called the added weight. Shazal. Every day he weighed an extra ounce, whatever it is. She gave that, donated that to the Beis HaMikdash. Unbelievable thing. When Asar B'Tavis came around, they breached the walls of the Yerushalayim, and there was a hunger. Tavachta, she shechted her own son, v'achalta, and she ate it. V'alea koinen Yemion, Yemion cried about this. Im techlena noshim party meile tefuchim. Is this right that women should eat the children that they measure by tefuchim that they give? That she gave the weight of her child mamish to the Beis HaMikdash, and she ended up killing her own child. So Meshirah got a question. Answer back. By Meretz, Im Yehud Midrash Hashem Koyin Anavi. Is it right that a Koyin Anavi is Chaya Hanavi, who's a Koyin and Anavi, should be killed in the base of Midrash? What are you asking me? Questions. People give me the behave. So I mean, this is a tit for tat. But what's the name of the guy? Doyig, and Doyig was a Rosh. Doyig, he's the one who rebelled against David HaMelech. Even though the Gemara says he was a big Talmud Chacham, but he was a Rosh. Answer the Gemara. Chazi my Salbe. Look what happened then. He got killed. So you see, it doesn't work out calling your kid after a Rosh's name. A little bit hard to understand who is this. What's the big one's question? This is Doyim and Yosef. If he brought me Satana who had the name of a Rosh, a good question. I have no idea who Doyim and Yosef is. I guess the fact that Yimeah cried about this guy, it bothered him. This guy must have been very special in his family, and therefore, and you called him Doyim. So we answer, attack was a mistake. Yeah.
What happens in a case like this? The young guy in this one called Nimrod.
So I'm saying Asim. Who's worse, Nimrod or Asim? Asim was a guy. Nimrod was a guy. Asim might have been a Yid, but he's a strong woman. It's worse.
Can you regard that name as
it is, it's the name of Russia.
Yeah, but is it non existent, or you then call him to the Torah? Nimrod then.
You have no choice, that's his name, it's his name. It's his problem, not your problem. If he asks if my name is Asa ben Nimrod, that's going to call me up. Okay, think about Omar Abelazar Tzadik, Me'atzmoye Tzadik. When you mention his name, you got a bench him, Abba Rosha, Mechaveda Rosha. If you mention his friend's name, you mention him as well. In a bad way. Tzadik, Mazach, Ziv, Zeichat, Alebrach, Barosha, Mechaveda, Yixiv, Zeh, Beshem, Rishayim, Yerkev. says the name of the Rishayim in plural. You mention one Rashi, you can knock all the other Rishayim as well. That was organizing. I got it in front of him. We know this concept. You mentioned tzaddik. You already have to also mention. You say this and this. They say it's chusiyag nolayno tzaddik bracha something. It says in pasuk zeichet tzaddik bracha. Doesn't say in pasuk zeichet tzaddik bracha. So therefore, it says in Mishle. Zeichet tzaddik bracha. B'shem Hashem yirke. But tzaddik be mentioned. So Gemara says. But the ice no. Where's the taida? The Chassid says, "Hashem, Amar, I'm a chassid. Will I hide? Ani Avram, will I hide? Ani Avram, Ashani, yes, I do." Uksiv, right after it says, "Avram, how you look? God will bless me." Benched Avram. As soon as he benched Avram, he couldn't help himself. He had to bench him. And now Milsa, how do you know that Avram is shame to Hashem Yirkev? The word that they should be cursed. Amar the Chassid says in the same passage in Mishle, "Be shame to Hashem Yirkev." They should rot. Midraisim and all. Where's the entire? The Chassid says again, "Avram." But yeah, Alad's day by light it says they reside in Tulsdaim Aksiv. But Ansh, as soon as he mentions Daim, but Ansh is Daim, Royim, Chatoim, Lashem, they were evil. Amr Abelaz, a tzaddik, Dor, Ben Shnei, Rishayim. You find a tzaddik lived between two Rishayim. Avadya, who's a Navi, lived between Rishayim, Achav, and Izevel, Vulay Lama, same, learn from their bad deeds. Rosh, a Dor, Ben Shnei, Tzadikim, Rosh lived between Tzadikim. Esav lived between Yitzchak and Rivka, Vulay Lama, same, and learn from their deeds. Tzaddik, Dor, Ben Shnei, Rishayim, Vulay Lama, same, Avadya, between Achav and Izevel. Rosh Dor b'shnei tzaddik alam ha'seim ze eisav ze eisav. Don't learn from Yitzchak and Rivka. Abulaza b'chosh tzaddikim from the bracha tzaddikim atal lama kolol shayim is a curse to the shayim. Umi kolol losh shayim when you curse the shayim atal lama you also have at the same time bracha tzaddikim. B'chosh tzaddikim atal lama kolol shayim a curse to shayim. It says ki daiti Hashem says Avram. I know l'man shetzav is bonav b'leis hachrov. She must say afterwards. Yem Hashem zakas dema meidikir rabba. The people are terrible. I'm going to curse them. So he says, as soon as he mentioned tzaddik, he also mentioned the bad things about a Russian. Because losses should show him at the lama brachas zikim and brachas tzaddikim. The Chibur says, "V'an sheis doya im roim v'chatayin l'Hashem." And v'Hashem Avram achi bar loy ma'ima. And then he benched him. L'chol yitna l'zara. You know, I'll give you children. So on, so on, so forth. Rabbi Lozer, afilu b'shvil tzaddik echad oylem nivra. The whole world would deserve to be created just for one tzaddik. Shneimer says, "V'yad elikim esa'oy." They just saw the light that he brought to the world. Ki Toiv, it's only for this for the people who are known as Toiv. Who are these people known as Toiv? They Toiv are a tzaddik, and Toiv is a tzaddik. Shneimer says imnu tzaddik ki Toiv. The Chayin in Mishnah and Sanhedrin we learn that every person has to say bishvilini v'roilam. I have to be a tzaddik. Every person said that the world was created just for me alone, and here we're saying that the world was created for tzaddik. I'm not sure how you reconcile these two gemaras. Rablaza says, Kol Hamish Keach Dovim Talmudai Gaiden Golov. Anybody who forgets something that he learned is causes golos to children. Achlek is a shinim if it means he forgot. But Amidi says he forgot naturally. And according to others, it means that he deliberately set out to forget. It's very strict of it. Even if it's negligent, you're already doing an Aveda. But Shlemet says, Vatishkach Teirus Alekecha, you forgot the Teir of Hashem. Eshke benechigamani, I'll forget your kids. Now go to Golos. You will lose your status. Now it says, Ki ato hadas ma'asta. You neglected knowledge of Hashem. Amascha mekindly. And if I'm going to demote you from serving me. The will never remove a tzaddik from this world unless another equal tzaddik was created. Never says v'zorach hashemesh v'vor hashemesh, that the sun will set and the sun will come. If the sun will rise, the sun will set. Ad shalei kofsa shim shaleili. So before the sun sets, you're ready. The sun has begun to rise. Zorach shim shishmol mas. He was already born. We have his Tanya. He saw tzaddikim were very few. Omad v'shtolim b'cholder that he went ahead and he spread them and he planted them throughout all the generations. Remember it says, "Kel Hashem mitzuki yadav." He said these giants in the land, the tzaddikim, Yerushalayim teva, and he spread them throughout the world. Rashi v'yada sa'oy. The last line sa'oy. Rabbi daita liskayim a'oy shavaylim. He saw in his mind that he wants to exist the oy in the world. B'shvil hatzaddik shehu toy, because the tzaddik is good. They should be able to continue tables of the world, that the world should exist for their schus. Even one side of the world exists, and it says, one tzaddik holds up the world. Guards the feet of his chassidim. L'chayit is in plural. How do you see from here that one tzaddik? Two of mash is mash from many tzaddikim. That one. Amr Malchis chassidoy ksiv. Even though we chassidov is missing a yudir chassidoy ksiv. Even one. Amr Chiv Rabba Amr Rabbi Yechon Kiv on she yatsu reiv shneisav shaladim. The majority of the years a person goes by. But like chata and didn't commit a sin, shuv einu chayti will no longer sin. Shemot says, ragle chasidav, the tail end of your chasidav, Yishmael will guard you. Once you didn't sin most of your life, he will guard you the rest of your life. Mashon Moy Cotton wants to say, interesting, that what's the Yom Tov Lag Boimer? Because Lag Boimer is two-thirds of Shiras Boimer. This represents that once two-thirds of your life go by and you're all right, then the rest of your life, like you're out here, you'll be all right. So that's the celebration. Two-thirds of your life goes by and you're all right, you make a celebration. However, the Rishonim say, this is only talking about B'Shegik. But B'Mezid, he said, look at Yechid Kohen Gadol. Shimish Kohen Gadol, Shemayim Shana. And Masayif Nasas Duki. So what happened there? Most of his days he was a Kohen Gadol, a Tzaddik. But if you deliberately decide not to be, that's your choice. The Eibush does not take away B'Chir Chavshit. Just makes it that if you behave naturally, you should be all right. Rashi, Shimon Chaitish, Nebar Agle Chassidah of Yishmar, Seifei Chassidah of Yishmar. The end, the Eibishah, the Ragle means the end, the tail end of your life, the Eibishah will guard you as well. Then we'll write another Pshat in the Pshat Agle Chassidah of Yishmar. The Rabshila Amra, Kiva Shabal, the Dvar Veda Pamela Shain of Shneer, you had the challenge of committing an Aveda one or two times. Ve'enu Chaiti didn't sin, Shuv Enu Chaiti, no longer sin. Now it says, Ragle Chassidah of Yishmar, once you do two Ragle, once you prove twice, that chassid of your chassid, you didn't obey it. And the Yishmael, he'll protect you. The third time, you won't do the Veda. You won't even be seduced or induced to do the Veda. Rashi, Pam Rishon Shneir, Ragle Chassidov, Mishahinik, Bechesed, Shnei the Golem, twice, Kemaizeh, Shol Shigolim, Pamim Yishmael, Pamim Yishmael, Mechait. If you did twice, then Abe should guard your Mechait for the future. Omer Shlok, Yishlok, 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 Yishlok,